glad to see you all. I'm so sad it's the last day. I'm going to miss you. All right, so I'd love to hear some ahas from yesterday or from the morning walk or from your shower or whatever the case may be. Let's hear your ahas. Babette.
I'm just having a fabulous morning. I had the best run this morning, and then Rob just interviewed me. And
yes.
My aha was how easy that was.
Excellent.
Thank you, Rob, for making it easy.
He's great.
He's great and made me very comfortable.
And you're prepared.
And I was prepared.
Good luck is when preparedness meets opportunity. Come on up and get a card. Babette's a mastery student. She's been working at this for a while. She's gotten clear in her niche. She's gotten clear in her sound bites. She's clear that she's a great coach. So then when an opportunity presents to be interviewed, she's ready. She shows up. Great.
So I had the pleasure of leading the walk this morning.
Yes.
And because I didn't walk the other 3 days, and there were a couple people who joined me who had not walked either, I decided to combine the walks.
Great.
Because I was kind of at first rushing from fountain to fountain and worrying, looking at my map, and I thought, you know what? Let's just take the time to look.
Nice.
In between. And it was fabulous.
Nice.
Worked out to be a beautiful morning.
Beautiful. Come and get a card. Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you.
Who else is an aha?
Erin.
Yes, Erin. My aha is that over the last, I guess, 4 days, having had such an expansive, amazing, exciting, enlightening, et cetera, time here, I realized I've been here the better part of a week. That I've been a little stressed out about how am I going to fit this authentic, expansive, excited, happy person back into my small gray little life. And I realized I don't have to.
Yay! Give her a round of applause.
I'm going to expand my life.
Exactly. No more small gray life for Erin. Beautiful, radiant, amazing, full color. Come and get a card, Erin. A rainbow of kaleidoscope of color. Thank you, Erin. Lori, yes?
Mine actually was a shower moment this morning.
Showers are great, aren't they?
As I got out of the shower and reached for the tiny, scratchy little towel, I realized I don't deserve that scratchy, tiny, little, doesn't-cover-everything towel anymore.
Nice.
I deserve a big, fluffy, cover-everything, wrap-you-in-luxury towel.
Nice. You do. Come, get a card. I love it that you see that you deserve the best. Absolutely.
Oh,
sorry. Who else is an aha? Yes. Dina.
I wasn't sure when would be the appropriate time to do this. And now it seems like the best time. So my heart is just pounding, and I have butterflies in my stomach. And then I sat down and I wrote. So I wrote the exercise we did. You know what happened. You know when your spouse dies and you're devastated. Thank you.
Oh,
rolling
okay.
Conversation.
All right. Thank you, Maureen.
And thank you. And when I finished that, I began to write this. The history behind this is I don't like to write, or I never did.
Up till now?
Until now, yeah. And a year ago, I'm shaking. A year ago, I worked with a manager who left, and she is an amazing soul. Her name is Toni. She is an orator and wise and has a way with words and teaches people to live from their heart. So when she left, I wrote something for her.
Yes.
And then shared it. And then an email came the next day that we were all to write poems. So I wrote something for this event.
You wrote a poem?
Well, no. I wrote a song.
A song.
And I'm going to sing it.
All right.
Heartbreak to happiness, we all will learn the strategies of being a coach. But marketing will lead the way. Heartbreak. take to happiness forever stays. Aurora, winter, author and creator, has led the people to heal the world. Her team of speakers have provided insight for us to be the best that we can grow to be. Heartbreak to happiness, we all will learn the strategies of being a coach. But marketing will lead the way. Heartbreak to happiness forever stays. The journey inward starts with meditation. The coaching tools don't always rule. The art of listening is the main focus. When we are being, we are living from our hearts. Heartbreak to happiness, we all will learn the strategies of being a coach. But marketing will lead the way. Heartbreak to happiness forever stays. Heartbreak to happiness forever stays.
Wow. Oh, wow. Wow. What a beautiful song, and what a beautiful demonstration of being willing to be authentic and vulnerable. And by choosing to be authentic and vulnerable, she's given her gifts. Thank you.
If I can do this, I can do anything.
Yay! I gotta agree with you there.
This is my fifth song that I've written in the past year. I wrote the first for the woman who left, the second for a 40th birthday party. The third was my goodbye song to my team. The fourth was another manager leaving, and this is the fifth. And I picked songs that already exist, like Karma Chameleon, The Beatles, Hey nice. Jude, Obladi Oblada, and for this was Elvis Presley. It just comes, and I don't worry about, oh, when's the idea going to come? When's the idea going to come? I'm connected to Source. And it comes. And so if it comes in a song, it'll come in a book, it'll come in a workshop, it'll come in my empowering, what was it?
Enrolling conversation.
Enrolling conversation. It'll come in an interview. Be prepared and be branded.
Thank you, Dina. Thank you. She's probably giving the whole deck of cards for that. Thank you. I'm going to ask the rest of you to save your ahas, because what can follow that except for meditation, which is what we'll do next. But what a beautiful demonstration that when we release the blocks of heartbreak and grief, I don't know how many of you have connected with Dina personally, but she has every reason she was, when I met her, in a much lower vibration, let's phrase it that way. And as she releases those, her vibration jumps up. And when we release, each of us release those blocks, creativity is what shows up. It's very high vibration. And as you put it, you know, spirit flows through and blesses you with creativity and then blesses us when she's willing to be authentic and vulnerable. Thank you. So let's have a little meditation now. And then if you have a burning aha to share, I'll invite you to share that. That was amazing. Wow. All right, so I invite you to take some deep cleansing breaths. Just inhale and relax your body. Exhale and smile. Inhale, coming fully into the present moment. And exhale, knowing that it's a wonderful moment. And again, inhale and relax your body. Exhale and smile. Inhale, coming fully into the present moment. And exhale, knowing that it's a wonderful moment. The forward breath meditation from Thich Nhat Hanh. And again, inhale and relax your body. Exhale and smile. Inhale, coming fully into the present moment. And exhale, knowing that it's a wonderful moment. So I honor and acknowledge that the divine is. It is the I am that I am. It is that peace that surpasses all understanding. It is that field of all knowledge, wisdom, insight, revelation, and clarity. And we choose to connect that field right here and right now. The divine is creative and expansive in its very nature. It is nonlinear in its very nature and shows up as things that we call miracles or quantum leaps. And we invite in that creativity. We invite in that expansiveness. We invite in those leaps of consciousness, prosperity, clarity, insight, revelation, abundance, health, healing, wholeness, wealth, all manner of huge leaps in consciousness. And I honor and acknowledge that the divine is in everything and in everyone, including in me and including in each person listening to this right now. And I call forth the divine that is within you so that you may be blessed with divine insights, wisdom, revelation, and clarity, and be a channel for the divine to flow through you, blessing you and all who hear you in song or speech. And I honor and acknowledge that each person here has amazing divine gifts. Each person here came with an intention. And I've witnessed so many of those intentions already done. And I call forth those intentions, your intentions, everyone's intentions, already complete. See them with me as already done, and know that there are even more gifts in store for you today. And I call this sanctuary and I call this place sacred, and I call you each sacred, and I see you and recognize you, and I celebrate you as divine manifestations. I see you and celebrate you and call forth the divine that is within you so that you may shine your light even more brightly into the world. And that everyone may get the gifts they came for and so much more. And I release this intention with gratitude and with thanksgiving, because I know it was already done even before I spoke. So be it, and so it is. So take a couple of deep breaths.
And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. I'll always start each coaching session with something similar to that with my clients, and I usually feel that, okay, we could stop now, you know. This takes a couple of minutes, and so much gets accomplished when we invite in the divine, in my experience. Okay, who else has an aha that they'd like to share? Not quite in the wake of Dina's magnificent performance.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mine is not an aha moment. Mine is an observation. I'm one of those blessed people who does their life purpose already. And I play with 8 little children every day under 5. And so Monday morning at 6 o'clock, 8 little people will come into my home and tell me they love them and love me and give me hugs. And we'll all begin to play together for the day. And when I go to groups of adults, there's usually, I tend to be the last to come in the room, a habit I intend to break, and the first to leave, because I don't find the open spirits that are easy for me to walk among. Hmm. Here, I love every one of you. Especially today, after you've worked so hard to become like you came into this world as. Hmm. And I just want to celebrate you as being willing to be you.
Oh, thank you. Nice. So, Yale, you had an aha. Would you be willing to share it with the group?
No.
Okay. No is a fine answer. That is the difference between a question and a command. When you ask, and how often do we ask questions where no is not an acceptable answer? No is a totally fine answer. And I honor and acknowledge that he's clean enough to say his truth, and I really celebrate that. And it's a great example. And where do you say yes when you really mean no? So choose to be like Yale, and if it's no, say no. And who knows, maybe later he might share something else. I'm open. And anyway, you'd get to serve as a great teaching example either way. And maybe the no was actually a better demonstration of something important for us to know. Nina, go ahead.
Good morning. I want to share an experience that I had last night with the dream. Oh. I give you a little bit of history. I come from a family of 10. I'm second to the oldest. And when I was young, I was 4. I had my older brother who was 5. I was 4. And then another brother that was 3. And then there was Lyndon, who was 18 months old. And my mother was hoeing in the garden, and we were playing in a corn crib. And he fell off and hit his head and died. So the dream last night was very interesting because I dreamt that one of my brothers was driving this truck in the middle of a busy street, and it was connected like a trolley car. And you moved it one way, and I was outside at first, and then I had a fire rescue buddy show up, and we walked inside the door, and we were looking outside, and he was coming this way, and all of a sudden there was electricity, and people were being pulled up and dying from being pulled up, and I'm reaching out, don't, stop, stop. And through our discussion, some of the things that came up was we had a lot of casualties from that experience, and we didn't, you don't know. I've had to deal with the thought that my mother blamed me. I remember sitting in the back of the seat going, if I'd only had the wagon there.
Okay, sweetheart, would you be willing to play with me?
Okay. I wasn't expecting
my mother
service.
My mother blames me.
My mother blames me.
Is that true?
No.
Okay. Consider the contrary. Who blames you?
I blame me.
Tell us about that. I blame me. How's that true?
I could have had the wagon there.
Okay. How else do you blame you?
He might have been in the wagon and got out of it, and I pulled it away.
Okay. How else do you blame you?
That I was responsible for him.
Okay. So what's more true for you? I blame me, or my mother blames me?
I blame me.
Okay. So just notice. Just notice. How about my mother doesn't blame me?
My mother doesn't blame me.
How could that be true? Tell us about that. My mother doesn't blame me. Can you find one way that what's true? One bit of evidence that my mother doesn't blame me is true.
My mother loves me.
My mother loves me. That's pretty big evidence. Great. Good. Would she still love you if she really blamed you?
My mother would still love me either way.
Okay, well, she's cool. Can you find more evidence? My mother doesn't blame me. Who does she probably really blame?
I believe she blames herself.
Yeah.
I know.
That's my experience.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure that was
horrifying
for her.
Yeah. Find one more way that the contrary is true. My mother doesn't blame me.
There is no blame.
Good. Excellent. Brilliant. Brilliant. Genius. Good. So what are you enthusiastic about now that you've had this insight and wisdom?
The first thought that came to my mind was I can let my brother go.
Lovely. Beautiful. Beautiful. Celebrate that with you. Good. Thank you, honey.
Thanks.
Good. Give her a round of applause. So Nina gave us a beautiful segue into going back to where we were yesterday around the limiting beliefs versus the expansive beliefs. So some of you maybe were in the hot tub, but others may have actually written down your limiting beliefs. And if you're in the hot tub, just take a moment now to do it on the contribution, what your limiting beliefs might be, or on cash, or if you still have one that's powerful for you along relationships, as Nina was sharing one around connection, you know, fill it in. And let's complete that process. Some quick sharing of any limiting belief that you've written down on any one of your sheets, your contribution, your connection, or your cash, just so that we can notice that we're all the same. So just start the mic at, yeah. Just start it at one table and just pass it around.
Okay.
And have a couple of tables just read a limiting belief, if you'd be so kind.
We're going to start with you guys. Is that okay?
Anyone, yeah. Just a limiting belief.
Too emotional to work with animals.
Good. Or thank you for sharing, really, is more what I mean.
I don't deserve my gifts.
Hmm.
My path is not compelling. Mm-hmm.
Don't need a career.
Mm. I procrastinate a lot. Mm-hmm.
I'm not as smart as other people. Mm-hmm. I am smarter than other people in my own unique way.
Good. And you're jumping ahead. Chara's like that. Good. We're just doing the limiting belief for the moment, but lovely.
I can't find enough clients.
Mm-hmm.
I will never be able to achieve the financial prosperity I'm capable of without my husband to support me.
Thanks, Julia. Okay, but that's good enough for now. So how many people can identify with one or more of these statements? Show of hands. If your hand's not up, what, you're drinking your tea? Don't we all procrastinate? Actually, it's a mark of an entrepreneur or somebody who really cares. They're perfectionists. We want to get it right. It never gets done. Don't we all have moments where we think we don't have enough clients? Don't we all have moments where we think we don't deserve our gifts? You know, these are common things. Okay, so what I'm going to invite you to do is who would like to play with me with a limiting belief that they've written down there? Nancy. What have you written?
And I want you to know I really don't want to play, which is why I raised my hand.
Okay.
Spirit said yes.
Yes.
Nancy said no, but then was obedient.
Expanding my career will add so much stress to my life that I will no longer enjoy it.
Okay, so that's actually several thoughts glommed together. So expanding my career, say it again.
Well, maybe I could write it differently. I have a full-time job that I love. I also own my own business.
Read what you've written.
So I'm speaking about my own business. Expanding my own business will add so much stress to my life that I won't enjoy it any longer.
Okay, so there's two thoughts, and we need to break them apart. So expanding my business is stressful.
Okay.
Would you like to work that? Or expanding my business will mean I won't enjoy my life. So there's two separate.
Okay.
And they're lined.
Well,
but
there you go. It feels the same to me. I'm afraid of not enjoying it anymore. So.
Okay. So if I expand my business, I won't enjoy my life.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So if I expand my business, I won't enjoy my life is the painful thought, right? So let's see if we can make it a little bit shorter so that it's easier to work with. Okay. No, I guess it's short enough. If I expand my business, I won't enjoy my life. So what's the contrary or the expansive thought? If I expand my business, I will enjoy my life.
Yes.
Tell me evidence how that could be so.
When I am actually working in my business, I enjoy every present moment of being in it.
Good. There's one.
I enjoy what I do.
Okay.
I'm using my gifts I'm doing my own.
I enjoy what I do.
I'm
using my gifts. That's two.
I'm using
my gifts. So tell me one
more
bit of evidence that it's true that as you expand your business, you will enjoy your life.
I could have financial freedom.
That sounds like a pretty good thing. All right. If you had more financial freedom, what would you do with it?
Oh, everything.
Like what?
Well, travel and...
Travels? Does that generally add to enjoyment of life?
Yes.
Sounds good.
I love to travel and, as I say all of this, I just stumble over it. I have another voice saying, you like your 8-to-5 routine every day.
Yeah. So what I'm learning from you is that you would enjoy your life if you expand your business. You travel more, you give your gifts more, you do enjoy what you do anyway.
I do enjoy what I do.
Yeah.
My fear is giving up what I already do.
Okay, so we're working one brick at a time. So now you've gone on to another brick, but I'm just going to, just focus on the one brick. So what feels true to you? What feels more true to you? If I expand my business, I won't enjoy my life. Or if I expand my business, I will enjoy my life. What feels more true to you in this moment?
If I expand my business, I will enjoy my life.
Feels more true.
Yes.
Is more true. Good.
Yes, because I just got clarity that I can do both.
Beautiful.
I don't have to give up what I have now in order to enhance
Absolutely.
My life.
Good. Give her a round of applause. Thank you, Nancy. And she said choice. She doesn't have to expand her business, and she's not going to unless it would give her joy, and she knows that it will. Yes, exactly. So in my experience, when we do the painful thought versus the peaceful thought or the constricted thought versus the expansive thought, what really helps it stick is finding those examples. And then your mind goes, I could travel. I love traveling. That's fun. Oh, I could give my gifts more. I love giving my gifts, actually. Yeah, so don't just, if you just do it really quickly, it might not stick, just the expansive thought, but when you give the examples, then that really sticks. Make sense? Okay, so just take a moment, break into your, with your partner, and just do one, and invite them to find three examples. So who would like to share some insights that you had working with your most amazing coach partners? Jerry, help me withhold in your gifts.
I had an aha moment. I'm really realizing one of the big reasons why I am so stressed out is that I am working a full-time job for somebody else right now, plus working full-time in our business.
Yeah, that would do it.
And dividing that time has been very challenging. So yes. My limiting belief is that I will not make ends meet without a regular paycheck.
Mm.
And my expansive belief is that I will have the ability to earn an income using my true talent and gifts and working for myself. And then I expanded on that further, and that is in developing my own projects, which I have ideas on, equating a cash value to what they're worth and contributing that into the work that Bryce and I are doing together.
Beautiful. Give him a round of applause. Nice. Who else would like to share something? Yes, Rain.
Okay, and I really have to do this standing up. Yesterday in the sacred wheel or whatever it was called, my biggest challenge was self-expression. And today the limiting belief was about self-esteem, and I realized I have not even stood up in this room all weekend. And one of the places where I want to take my business is into public speaking, which is easy for me, but when it's engaged with all others in this capacity, it's much harder. And so the self-esteem is around that whatever I have to say, it's not of value. Meanwhile, I want to write a book and I want people to read it. And so, and I've been stuck on that. It's so easy for me to be the quiet little church mouse and not be open and let people see who I am.
Yeah. Up till now.
And it's not really painful. I mean, it's beautiful.
You look very comfortable holding the mic there. Great. And so just share exactly your expansive belief around that.
Well, I truly believe that I do have something to share, as well as being a companion caregiver and a massage therapist. I want to reach more people. And
so I invite you to go from, if you're willing, I believe I have something to share. I know I have something.
I believe I have something to share, and I know I have something to share.
I know I have something to share. Step forward when you say I know.
I know I have something to share.
Beautiful. Thank you. Give a round of applause.
Thank you.
Lovely. I love these demonstrations, just showing up so clearly. Good job. Yeah, but you took the mic, you were comfortable, you looked very at home and at ease with that, Rain. Thank you. Good. Who in this room would like to be a public speaker or is a public speaker? Great. A lot of you. Awesome. Wonderful. It's a great way to attract more coaching clients or whatever you're about to get the word out more powerfully. It's really important how you communicate is directly tied to how much impact and income you make. So public speaking is a great venue, or on the radio like Robert. That's great. Thank you. Who else has a burning aha to share around their limiting versus their expansive beliefs? Yes, Julia.
Well, Dion was pushing me up. He's a fabulous coach, by the way, and helped me. So my limiting belief was I will never be able to achieve the financial prosperity I am capable of without my husband to support me. And he heard that come out yesterday. Obviously, I have this kind of like, boo-hoo, poor me, I'm all alone, lingering belief that stuck with me.
Until now?
Until this moment. So we put together some real powerful ones. We just flipped it over. I will be able to achieve, and I like the word create, it's so divine, financial prosperity by myself. And I dated it, and Dion witnessed it.
Woo! Give her a round of applause. Nice.
So that. So, yeah, we were a team there. And then he really wanted me to work on the last part without my husband. And so I just said, I am able to achieve this by myself.
Good.
I wrote that down. Good. So it's powerful
and
for me.
Very powerful. And I invite you to step into from I am able to achieve this by myself. Some other things to just consider is I am in the process right now of achieving this.
Okay.
Go for it.
Thank you. I am
I am achieving this, in other words.
I am achieving this. I am in the process of achieving this. I am actively
right
in front of you,
yes,
doing this, making this happen.
Yeah, good. Nice.
Thank you.
And you don't need to do it all by yourself, and you're not. You are in our community, and we love you, and you don't need to do it all by yourself. You know, and none of us need to do anything all by ourselves. It's so wise to reach out for support, and Dion beautifully gave you support. And there's so many angels waiting to give you support, Julia. Yes, Lori.
My limited belief was my contributions ended with my job. And Ron and I had a discussion that my contributions are only beginning. But I had an aha moment just now when you were talking about public speaking, because that's what I do. So I can now offer that gift to everybody in this room. So if you need help, I'm here to help you. That's my gift to you.
Nice, Lori. Good. See, I love it how one person's ahas affect everyone. There's a ripple effect, because actually, as Rain stepped into her beautiful magnificence and power and that what she has to share, we want to hear, it actually changes the energy vibration of the whole room. And it creates an M field that ripples through the room, and everybody goes, oh, yeah, that's true for her. Therefore, it must be true. Oh, could be true for me. Is true for me. You know, so that's why I really love it that you share, because your gifts aren't only just for you. They're for everyone in the room. Okay, so we're going to move on now just for fun. But have fun with that. That's a good one. Anytime you catch yourself with a painful thought or a constricting or limiting belief, go, thank you for sharing. Let's just explore this now. Okay? So on page 7, appreciation, you know, part of the peace method, the A of the peace method is appreciation. So let's just go into appreciation a little bit more. And I invite you right now to write down 3 or more things you appreciate about someone in this room. Not me, please. It could be the person you came with or someone you just met. Thank them in writing here for how they've inspired, encouraged, supported, or positively impacted you. Please do this now. Has a burning desire to read Aaron. Okay, who did you write it to? Okay. So I invite you both to come up here. Actually, I'm going to invite you to just fully receive, and then I might give you permission to read yours to her. So part of this, the law of reciprocity, which we covered on the Thursday, Friday, it's an automatic thing. You know, if somebody says, you look nice today, you look nice today. So do you, right? So that's okay, but it can block us really hearing and receiving. So I'm just going to invite, I guess you can hear you, we can see you. Come on up here. I'm going to invite Barry to just open to just receiving, fully hearing, and then you can give a thank you for sharing and a hug, and go ahead.
First, I'm really excited that I get to read you this letter, because I'd actually been planning to write it when I got home and send it to you.
Breathe.
I'm going to cry. Dear wonderful Barry, you have been a blessing to me with your grace, beauty, fiery strength, and deep, insightful understanding. You embody iconic femalehood. And I will always be grateful that I had the opportunity to coach and be coached by you. Thank you for showing up in my life at the perfect moment. Love, Aaron.
I have chills up on my whole body. Can you feel the energy of the whole room has been blessed by this expression of love? So what did it feel like, Barry, to receive that?
Erin and I worked on coaching, and one of the things we worked on is that I felt I've not been seen by my father, and I feel so seen. I feel so blessed.
Wow.
Thank you, my love. Thank you. I'm never going to forget this.
Thank you. Thank you both. Who else has a burning desire? Well, lots. Okay, Ron first. Okay. Robert, please come up here. And again, I'm going to do the same invitation. I know you probably have a letter for him, but I'm just going to invite you, Robert, to open to fully receiving this.
Robert, I appreciate your energy, your enthusiasm, your imagination, and your creativity. I appreciate your knowledge, your commitment, and your integrity. I appreciate that you share the vision of changing the face of divorce in America. And I appreciate that you bring a wealth of experience, knowledge, and professional connections to the opportunity that stands in front of us. Thank you.
What did that feel like, Robert?
An incredible acknowledgement from someone that I deeply respect and care about.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you both. How did it feel to you, Ron?
Like he's truly my brother.
Yes.
I have three brothers, but I feel closer to this man than the brothers that are of the same blood.
Yes. Beautiful. All right. Thank you. Thank you. And again, what a blessing for the whole room. So find the person you wrote the letter to, and please read it to them. Take a moment to do that. If you're not engaged with somebody, then write on the next page the things that you appreciate about yourself. Three or more things you appreciate about yourself. Got to wrap off the love fest there. So if you haven't already completed, then I invite you to do so on the bathroom break that's coming up in just a moment here. Wow. Not a dry eye in the house. Wow. And can you be present to the fact of how powerful that is? How life-changing it is. I heard many people saying, could I have a copy of that? You know, people want to keep those precious words of appreciation. And how sometimes we just don't take that extra 2 or 3 minutes to really see somebody, really celebrate somebody, and really tell them how much we appreciate them. And it's even nicer if you write it down. But just to take that moment, so often we can... And an email does not count as writing it down in my book. A card, or just, you know, taking that moment. You're welcome. So what I'm going to invite you to do now is to turn the page, because while we often forget to fully thank the people that we love and cherish, whether they're people that we spend our whole life with, our family, or whether they're people that we've just met who are our new best friends... How even rarer do we take a moment to appreciate ourselves? So take a moment now and write down 3 or more things that you appreciate about yourself. Thank yourself in writing here for how you have inspired, encouraged, supported, or positively impacted your own life and the lives of those you love. Did you have something to share with the whole group or just excited? Okay, so here are some hints if you feel a little bit stuck. What positive qualities would others who know you really well use to describe you? You probably just got a little hint of that. What positive qualities would someone you've just met use to describe you? Even though you may have just met the person, they know you really well after these couple of days. Appreciate 3 or more things that you have succeeded at in life. So please take a moment now and write a similar letter, but to you, from you.
Your letter. Would you like to stand up? She's going for it. Okay, Lindsay. Well, come on up here while you're at it.
I just, my hand went up, sorry.
I'm not.
Lindsay, I love and appreciate your strength and your heart and your dedication and willingness to do whatever it takes to heal the past issues. I love and appreciate how courageous you are to stay, to stop, to step out of your fear and try on new ideas, relationships, and experiences that most people would be afraid to even try. Mm. I'm so grateful that you decided to stay on the planet. I know how hard that was for you not to die on January 4th, 2009. I'm glad that we, all of us, get to play, have fun, and live. Mm.
Don't get off that easy.
Thank you.
Dear Dina, you are a gift to the world. I want to acknowledge you on your journey to self-mastery. You have learned to connect to source and respond in a beautiful way to the external forces in life. Your commitment to be present here this weekend has shown you how to respond in a beautiful way to the internal forces in your life. You have written songs to celebrate lives. You met and married the love of your life, and you are a kind and loving mother to your two precious jewels. Celebrate your life, girl.
Woohoo! Give her a round of applause. How wonderful it would be to do this every day, and why not? I really invite you to keep a gratitude journal and to be grateful for you, you know, every day. As I fall asleep every night, I go over the day and I'm like, thank you for this, thank you for this, thank you for that. Thank you for my body, thank you for breath, thank you for air, you know. There's so much to be grateful for. And isn't it so often that we spend most of our time going, you should have done this, you should have done that, how come you're too fat, how come you're too slow, how come you're too stupid, or whatever we're saying. We really need to negate that energy with the real truth, which is, wow, I wrote a song, I showed up, I'm amazing, wow. The real truth is, I'm here, I'm brave, I'm courageous, I chose not to leave the planet. I chose to come this weekend, I chose to come up to the front of the platform, take the mic and celebrate me. That's the truth. Okay, who else would like to share Burning Desire?
Begin with.
This is a challenge for me, you guys, so thank you for letting me.
Because it's a challenge, would you like to come up here?
Sure, I'd love to. All the way up?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. No halfway about this. Good.
Dear Robin, thank you for the wonderful and rare way in which you combine intuition with skill and strength with compassion in your typical interactions with all of the people in your life. You are a true Renaissance woman.
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice.
Sorry, several people have told me, you are like a Renaissance woman. And I've heard that three different times, so I'm going to use it.
Yeah, catch the
it's
message.
It's one of my sound bites.
Thank you, Robin. Okay, we're going to take a little bathroom break here. Robin is one of the mastery students at the Grief Coach Academy, and she definitely is a Renaissance woman. And it's great to see her so comfortable on stage and speaking, which has been unfolding so beautifully. So all the students of the Grief Coach Academy, I'm buying lunch. We're going to have a special lunch for the students at the Grief Coach Academy. So Maureen has got forms for you to fill out during the bathroom break here so that you can order your food so it won't take too long over the lunch. And that's for all the students at the Grief Coach Academy. If you know you're going to be joining us, then fill out the form for your lunch and I'll buy you lunch too. And if you're not sure whether you're joining us or not, I'll explain in the next little bit, you know, what we're about, and then you'll be invited to join us for lunch and much, much more than just that. So some people have been asking, how does it work? Yes, Jerry.
I don't know. I got me laughing. The joke got me laughing.
Jerry, dear Jerry, I appreciate your generosity of spirit, your creativity and playfulness, your imagination, your wisdom, your love ability, your devotion, your capacity to love, your love of joy, your passion, the beauty and magnificence of your soul, your willingness to guide others to manifest their dreams. I could go on and on, but I don't want to bore myself.
Give him a round of applause.
Good work. I don't want to bore myself, right?